Today I want us to talk about and start what will be a four-week series called We Are Mount Olivet. How many people ever watched the movie We Are Marshall? Come on, fess up real quick. I don't know about you, but don't get me wrong. The movie starts with and has a tragedy on the base of it. I understand that, okay? But there is something so powerful about that movie. And for me, it comes out in three words that are spoken time and time again. And when those three words are spoken, you can begin to feel the energy of a whole place begin to come alive as you suddenly hear students, et cetera, begin to yell, "We are Marshall. We are Marshall. We are Marshall." Well, folks, we are Mount Olivet. And I think it's one of those things that you and I need to understand and grab hold of, that same type of energy that allows people to know that God's alive in us. How do I know that? Because God has placed within us a vision. And we want to see that vision over the space of 4 weeks, but we want to see that vision and work in our lives all the time. And I want us to look first at two scriptures. The first one's Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Did you catch that right off the bat? "Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covered the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried to the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of cattle will cover your land, young camels of Media and Ephraim, all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord." And then from John 14, verses 15 through 17, "If you love me," did you catch that? "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." And notice who that advocate is. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We are Mount Olivet. We are Mount Olivet. And I want us to begin today with just a quick overview. I mean, I realize it's Communion Sunday, okay? It's a quick overview. You understand that? I understand that, okay? And that is God's vision for us. How many of you have ever looked at the front of your bulletin? I want you to do that right now. Because on the front of the bulletin, somebody had to show me that there is a phrase, a sentence right there on the front of your bulletin, on the front of my bulletin, that I had never seen. Don't know if I ever looked for it. Have you found it yet? It says, "As disciples of Christ..." Now that you know where I am, let's read it together. You ready? "As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among God's children." Wow, that's a mouthful. I don't know about you. That's a mouthful. It's New Year's Day. So many people are making and already breaking their New Year's resolutions. I mean, I checked. I actually looked for 2016's top 10 New Year's resolution. Didn't find that, but I did find 2015's top 10 New Year's resolutions. And yeah, there they come. Good. I hope they just keep rolling off there. There they go. You know, stay fit and healthy, lose weight, enjoy life to the fullest, spend less, save more, spend more time with family and friends, get organized. Will not make any resolutions. I like that resolution personally. Learn something new, a new hobby, travel more, and read more. Can you guess what are the top 10 most broken resolutions of 2015? Stay fit and healthy, lose weight, enjoy life to the fullest, spend less, save more. You got it, don't you? That's in part why I really dislike, and in fact, I don't make New Year's resolutions, because they seem so easily made and so easily broken. Now, don't misunderstand me. I mean, I realize that my life, our lives, need changes to take place in them. I mean, every one of us that looks at ourselves in the mirror each morning realizes, yeah, there's some things about me that needs to change. There are things about my life that need to change. I recognize that. I just don't think they necessarily happen because I ate too much and drank too much last night. I think of some of the changes that have taken place in my life. One in particular. It was after my junior basketball season in high school. I realized I needed to be able to jump higher than I could jump. And you're going to say, well, you're 6'6", 6'7", come on now. How much higher do you need to be? Well, the thing was, most of the kids I was playing, even in high school, not to talk about when I got to college, but even in high school, most of the people I had to play against were between 6'10 and 7 foot tall. Folks, I needed to learn how to elevate a whole lot more than what I was doing at the time. So I spent that whole spring and summer trying to build up my legs, doing anything that was explosive for my legs to thrust and just to thrust the body up as quick, as high as I could. I spent that summer playing pickup basketball, and I decided the more I jump, the better it's going to be. So I decided in my head I would block every shot that anybody took on the court. And if I was playing right next to you, I was there. I was going to block whatever you put up. I was going to try to block. And if you shot the ball from the outside, I was going to goaltend it. No ball was going through the basket all summer long. You got to know by now, I was a real fan favorite. And people just loved me on the basketball court because I spent all summer trying to make sure that no ball ever went through a basket that I was around. Yes, I was a jerk. Okay, there's no other way to put it. I was. But I also gained 8 inches in my jumping ability over the course of one spring and summer. Scripture tells us, in fact, Isaiah said, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." And in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And then in Zechariah 10:12, "And I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, says the Lord." Folks, what the prophets are all talking about, they're all looking ahead to that day of salvation, that day of Christ coming, And they're prophesying the visions of what God intends to do in and through his people. God's purpose is to create a strong and a holy people who will fill the earth with the very knowledge of his glory. I think it was Rick Warren who wrote that God's vision motivates us to do great things. I think perhaps the power of vision is that it changes our way of thinking. And because it changes our way of thinking, it also changes the ways that you and I live. Think about it for just a minute. An Olympic swimmer endures those long hours of staring at the bottom of a pool, stroke after stroke after stroke. Why? Because she has within her mind that vision of the gold to come. A basketball player endures long, lonely hours of shooting at rims with chain nets, motivated by the vision of that one shot that will one day be there. A mother endures the painful labor of childbirth for the vision of that newborn baby. A four-year-old endures the struggle to be a very, very good boy for just 2 more weeks, motivated by the vision of those gifts that had been sitting down there below the Christmas tree. Vision is a power that motivates us to do great things. Vision is that power that motivates us to give great things. Vision is that power that motivates us to love at all times. And vision keeps us going. For when there doesn't appear to be any other reason to keep going, you and I can keep pushing toward the goal. You know, even as Jesus endured the cross. Why? Because his vision set before him the joy that was there, Hebrews 12:2. Oswald Chambers put it this way. He says, the things that keep us going for God, even when everything and everyone around us is tumbling and stumbling, is our vision of God, not our devotion to any principles or our devotion to duty. It's the vision of God before us where we set our minds on the things that are above and not on earthly things, as we hear in Colossians 3:2. Mount Olivet and our church council saw a glimpse of what God's vision is for us. And they tried to put it into words. Words that I hope will eventually become so much a part of who we are that you don't even think about it. It's just like that shot in basketball. If I have to think about how to shoot it, it's never going in. It's never going to get off, actually, because some fool like me is going to come by and try to block it. Our vision statement says, as disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and to nurture spiritual growth among God's children. Now, will you do it with me? As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among God's children. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but the coach in me just won't let that one get by. I'm sorry. Do you see that word in the second line up there? Oh, passionately. Oh, that word, yeah. Are you ready to... Come on, coach, you got to get them pumped up. What have we got to do to get people pumped up now? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? As disciples of Christ, come on now. You just died there, right there. We're going to be here. We're still going to be here at 12:30 this afternoon, and the 11 o'clock service is going to wonder, what in the world are they doing? Come on, let's work on that passionate part. Let's do it together. You ready? As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among God's children. Now, I got to tell you, that was better. Anybody got just a little bit more in there somewhere? Just a little bit more. You know, I think I know the problem. It hit me as I was walking across and everybody else was sitting still. Yes, right. There you go. Like, can be taught. I'm sorry, that one. Patty will tell you, I just got to use my favorite line in the best movie that's ever been out. Aladdin. As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite, promote, and nurture spiritual growth among God's children. Amen.